I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Your bite-sized daily roundup of the biggest news from the world of film. This is the Daily Reel with Van Conner.
Good morning. Today's Thursday and it's October the 28th. It's the day Educating Rita came out in 1983, Jerry Seinfeld's B-movie opened in 2007, and Puss in Boots got its first solo adventure into cinemas 10 years ago today. Here in 2021, though, today's birthday to Oscar winners Joaquin Phoenix and Julia Roberts, Gwendolyn Christie and old 11 himself, Matt Smith, and it's the day all of this is going on. Reports are circling that Bill Murray has joined the Marvel Cinematic Universe in a role for Peyton Reed's Ant-Man Quantumania. The news comes straight from the horse's mouth, that being Murray, during a press tour for his frequent collaborator Wes Anderson's latest, The French Dispatch. Murray told German outlet Frankfurter Allgemeine Zeitung that he recently spent time filming on a Marvel movie after being questioned about working with numerous directors repeatedly, saying, "You know, I recently made a Marvel movie," before seeming to regret the disclosure. "I probably won't tell you, but never mind," he added. He further commented that it was the director who wooed him to join the movie. Not mentioning Peyton Reed's name, Murray did mention Bring It On, a movie made by Reed. Paul Rudd and Angelina Lilly are set to return for the third Ant-Man installment, alongside Michael Douglas and Michelle Pfeiffer as Hank Pym and Janet Van Dyne, and Jonathan Majors as recently unveiled MCU villain Kang the Conqueror. Ant-Man Quantumania is due out on July 8th, 2023.
Is that how you say hello? Where you come from?
Oh my god, I can't believe I shot Bill Murray.
Ryan Gosling and director Derek Chanfrance are set to reunite for Universal Pictures' latest monster project, The Wolfman. Having previously teamed up on Blue Valentine and the thriller The Place Beyond the Pines, the pair will reunite for a modern take on the classic story of a man who's bitten and subsequently transforms into a werewolf. The original Wolfman debuted in 1941 and starred Lon Chaney Jr. in the title role, with the character going on to exert a great deal of influence on Hollywood's depiction of werewolf lore. Invisible Man filmmaker Lee Whannell was previously attached to direct the new iteration, with Sean Francis hiring bringing with it a new version of the script. Horror movies were my first love, my entry into what cinema was capable of narratively, psychologically, and aesthetically, Jean-France commented. Coupled with the opportunity to collaborate with Ryan again, this is truly a dream come true.
Cal, be better than the gap. Be better than the gap. Say it.
I'm better than the gap.
Come on.
God, stop slapping me, really.
Okay. Beautiful.
And finally, Michelle Williams and Jude Law are headed to Tudor, England for the psychological horror tale Firebrand. Williams will take on the role of Henry VIII's sixth and final wife, Queen Catherine Parr, with Jude Law set to play the tyrannical king. The story will focus on Parr and her singular point of view of the psychological horror of living with a monster, and the remarkable will to not only survive, but thrive. It'll follow the last months of her survival as the Queen of England, consequently also the last months of Henry VIII's life as king. Director of the recently released The Invisible Life of Eurydice Gougemau, Karima News will helm from a script by Killing Eve's Jessica Ashworth, with a Brazilian-born filmmaker saying, "Parr is a ferociously brilliant, enlightened, and emancipated woman who I am inspired by deeply." Filming locations remain undisclosed, but are said to feature a castle where you, quote, can hear the ghosts.
I am determined to be a loving stepmother to your children. Of course, I have known the Lady Mary for years, But it would now be my pleasure rather than my duty to make friends with the Prince Edward and the Princess Elizabeth. So with your Majesty's permission, I would like to invite them more often to court. Not only for my sake, but so that they might more often see their father.
Beaming into UK cinemas today is the Rocky Horror Picture Show Live. While on streaming, you can catch Jacques Dillon's Poney over on Mubi, and examining the relationship between African-American history and the evolution of the horror genre, Shudder adding the new documentary Horror Noir. As we creep closer to the Halloween festivities, meanwhile, Freeview's also increasingly turned to the horror genre, with cinematic offerings for tonight including Don't Look Now and Interview with the Vampire on BBC 4, Harry Potter's Facing the Goblet of Fire over on ITV 2, there's some action going with Executive Decision and Rambo 3 on ITV 4, Kingsman the Golden Circle on 4-7 and The A-Team on 5, Film 4 showing Hampstead, Red Sparrow and American Assassin, Miss Potter's on 5 Select, Great Movies are screening I Am Number 4, The Happening and Chappie, and the Horror Channel's got Exorcist the Beginning and The Brood. While the Sky Cinema and Now premiere today is the Christopher Walken courtroom farming drama, Percy. All of which makes up your daily reel for Thursday, October 28th. My thanks to guest writer Zara Phelan. Keep it cinematic, and we'll be back tomorrow.
The Daily Reel is a Candy Store production, presented by Van Conner and written by Calvin Prickett. All information is correct at the time of writing, and source links are in the description for each episode. Don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe on all good podcast platforms, or ask Alexa to install the Daily Reel skill for your morning flash briefing. Follow the show on social at Daily Reel Pod, and we'll be back every weekday. Until then, keep it cinematic.
Drink great gin. Make a difference. We handcraft our gins with only the finest botanicals and use our profits to support charities and initiatives that provide relief to struggling hospitality workers.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Visit hospitalitygin.co.uk to find out more. Hospitality Gin. Drink great gin. Make a difference.